Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 11th of August 2024. Today's topic is the Centurion's Faith. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 8 verses 5 through 13. Verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Verse 9. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth. And to another, Come, and he cometh. And to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Our memory verse today is taken from Matthew chapter 8 verse 27. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Centurions were commanders of 100 Roman soldiers. These men were assigned to various parts of the Roman Empire for various duties, including peacekeeping. Certainly, some of these men were employed for the purpose of executing people condemned to death for any misdeed or crime of which Jesus Christ was accused. Instead of harping on his own worthiness, he sought Jesus' healing alone with all humility. We learn several truths about faith from this scripture. That to please God, 1. We must have faith in him. 2. We must believe that he exists. And 3. We must believe that he will answer us when we want to know him or to get help from him. God expects his children to be people of extraordinary faith like the centurion who acknowledged Jesus as all-powerful. He knew that God had the power to speak things into being. The centurion's great faith showed that he believed in Jesus and that he had the power to heal. The Roman centurion showed us that we can deal with any hard situation with faith in God. Quote for the day. We must have faith in him. The challenge for today is, like the centurion, pray believing. Prayer. Holy Father, increase my faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.